Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, barefoot in Juneau. Just about any Southeast Alaskan needs a good pair of extra tufts to survive, but apparently not the Juneau resident known to many simply as the barefoot guy. He can be seen in all seasons, walking along icy sidewalks downtown or on muddy mountain trails. KTOO's Adeline Baxter met up with the man to learn why he forswears footwear and how he manages to make do without it.
Michael Boyer lives in the neighborhood above Juneau Douglas High School. He walks his dog or with his kids daily, and he's noticed a certain walker who also frequents the area.
Rain, shine, 10 degrees, 70 degrees, never any shoes.
He's never approached the man himself, but Boyer says he's been the source of much speculation for him and his friends.
Oh yeah, barefoot guy. What's the story? Is he a hobbit? Is he into New Age spiritual stuff? Don't his feet get cold?
One 30-degree day, I had my own sighting downtown near the state office building. The ground was slick with ice, and across the street a bearded man in cargo shorts was walking without shoes. I introduced myself, and he laughed in a not-again kind of way. His real name is Ezra Strong, and he agreed to go on a hike with me.
I usually take a couple walks a day. Yes, I walk a lot. So this is my third, fourth one today.
Strong grew up in Tenekee, the youngest of six kids, and works in IT for the Juneau School District, where he has to wear sandals. He's got a book with him for the hike, just something he pulled off the shelf at home. He often reads while he walks. As we set off, I noticed pretty quickly that Strong seems to fare better than I do in a lot of the slushy spots.
Stuff like this, I'm probably better off than most people in shoes. Actual real ice, not so much.
He'd love it if they made micro spikes for bare feet, but he makes do. Gravel sticking to his feet is probably the most annoying thing he deals with. But why go barefoot?
My right foot is defective. I was born with a birth defect, apparently. I think it has something to do with the shape of the arch.
One of his older brothers had the same issue. Doctors told his parents the solution was to break the foot and reset it. So they did, and it worked. But by the time Strong came along, his mom hesitated.
I guess she didn't want to have to put another kid through having his foot broken, so they just never did it to me. So getting stuff that fit me was a pain.
Basically, Strong's right foot is abnormally wide, and there just aren't a lot of options for people with weirdly shaped feet. As a kid growing up in a rural community, running around without shoes was no big deal. Then he moved to Fairbanks for college. Winters were colder, and he didn't have a car. For the first time, his feet started drawing attention. A reporter for the student newspaper at the University of Alaska Fairbanks did a story on him. Then the questions really started up.
Facebook and that sort of thing were just becoming a thing. I started getting these weird emails from people on the East Coast who had read this.
He doesn't understand the fascination. For him, it's always been about comfort. He's experimented with different sizes, styles, and brands, but nothing really works. He does own a pair of 15-year-old running shoes. They're about two sizes too big, and the sides are almost worn away.
The shoes hurt pretty bad, too, but to have the shoe pain for 15 minutes to go jogging than it is to deal with having a shattered callus for the next 3 days.
Strong's no stranger to mild frostbite, cuts, infections, and cracked heels. He uses over-the-counter products like Flexitol, a cream with shea butter and aloe, to help heal. But it's not as easy as it used to be.
As I get older, my theory again is my body takes a little longer to recover and a little longer to repair, so it's been getting worse.
Not long ago, he reached out to a California startup company that 3D prints shoes. Their custom sizing model seemed promising, but they told him they're in the middle of a transition period and not accepting orders. Strong says he's hopeful technology will eventually catch up to his feet. In the meantime, it's not all bad.
I have to say, I love being a bad influence for children. The idea to these children that you don't have to wear shoes for your entire life seems to startle them. And I have seen more than one child, when they see me pass, sit down on the sidewalk or on the beach and start trying to pull off their own shoes.
I wouldn't be a good reporter if I didn't give the barefoot thing a try. So I waited for it to warm up a bit first, and then headed out onto a trail. It's about 40 degrees and raining right now in Juneau, and I'm walking barefoot along a trail in Cope Park. My editor strongly encouraged me to try the barefoot thing out myself, and kind of hate him right now. My toes are very pink. The bottom of my feet are coated in pine needles. Ow. But anyway, now I can say I've tried it. The barefoot hiking thing, and I don't think it's for me. For AK, I'm Adeline Baxter, and I think I'll stick with shoes.
Adeline, thank you for being a good sport.